It's a really nice autumn afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. In most areas, it is bright and sunny, though there are still some stubborn clouds in areas to the south and southwest of the capital region. Temperatures this afternoon are running generally in the neighborhood of 60 degrees, so we're finally into that phase now where it's feeling like fall, so it's sweatshirt and sweater weather moving through the rest of the day into tonight, and even for the day tomorrow, temperatures will remain on the seasonably cool side. Then a warm-up arrives for the weekend, as temperatures will bounce back into the 70s. A few spots may hit the 80-degree mark on Sunday, and then another push of cool air will arrive for early next week, and that'll bring those temperatures back down to more typical levels for this time of year. Right now, the weather is quiet. It's a very pleasant late afternoon and evening across the region. We have high pressure in control. It's working its way across eastern Canada, helping to channel down some dry air into the region. So it's going to be a dry night. Temperatures will be on the cool side, dipping back into the 30s in many spots. So if you're in a spot where the growing season continues, be aware that patches of frost are possible tonight. So you want to protect those plants from the cold, maybe give them at least a couple of more days here heading into the weekend before another shot of cold arrives early next week. A few areas of fog are possible as well later tonight into tomorrow morning. And we're wrapping up the work week tomorrow with a quiet weather day across the region. We'll see a blend of sunshine and clouds, so it won't be quite as bright as today. Temperatures will still be on the cool side, probably a few degrees milder, basically between about 60 and 65 tomorrow afternoon. And then heading into the weekend, we'll see that push of warmer air arrive. So on Saturday, temperatures will be up around the 70-degree mark. We'll see clouds mixed with sun. It doesn't look super bright on Saturday. And there might be a few spotty showers, but it doesn't look super rainy. So all in all, Saturday, though not the brightest of all days, will be on the mild side and mainly dry. And then on Sunday, we'll have a cold front approach. In advance of that front, we'll see those temperatures up close to 80, especially in the Hudson Valley from the capital region on south. And there's the chance for some showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, as that front approaches later on Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear, cool with patchy frost, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 60 to 65. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear, cool with patchy frost, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 60 to 65. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, cool with patchy frost, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 60 to 65. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, cool with patchy frost, low in the middle to upper 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 60 to 65. Region-wide on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, chance for a few spotty showers, warmer, high 68 to 72, and on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, warm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.